PAGCOR takes action against fake online casinos. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation has issued a statement regarding the growing occurrence of unauthorized online gambling sites using its logo to create a false sense of legitimacy. The discovery was made through an ongoing joint investigation conducted by the Philippine National Police, the Department of Information and Communication Technology, and the National Bureau of Investigation. The sites were found displaying the PAGCOR logo, a red and blue motif, even though they lack the licenses to operate in the jurisdiction. PAGCOR warns about unlicensed live casinos. According to PAGCOR, it is taking active steps to shut down the sites when discovered and also reaching out to payment providers to halt transactions to illegal gambling websites. The regulatory body emphasized that unlicensed live casinos pose a wide array of threats, spanning from financial fraud to the theft of personal information, and that there are several resources customers can use to verify the authenticity of online gambling websites before sharing any personal information or making financial transactions with them. PAGCOR strongly encourages the public to check the official government website's list of licensees to be sure whether an operator is approved, rather than relying solely on the presence of the PAGCOR logo on a website. Quote, "So far, we have been able to shut down most of these illicit websites, but some of them are able to immediately create new ones, so we really need the public's cooperation and vigilance to help us weed out these scammers." In coordination with the National Telecommunications Commission, NTC, we will also continue to follow up on illegal sites that have not been blocked or taken down. Another option is to create a landing site to redirect bettors to a website that will warn them about illegal sites that they are accessing. Alejandro Tenco, PAGCOR Chairman and CEO, Philippines Battle with Illegal Pogos. Since the Philippines regulated online gambling, PAGCOR has been engaging in a continual battle with offshore gambling operators unlawfully providing their services to bettors within the nation. In June 2023, PAGCOR announced its plan to issue show cause orders and impose fines of up to $50,000 on any Philippine offshore gaming operators, POGOs, found allowing third-party operations under its own license. In July, the regulator carried out a raid on Xinchuang Network Technology as part of its continued crackdown on illegal activity in the offshore gambling sector. Five Chinese nationals were charged with human trafficking offenses, and police also seized several computers, SIM cards, mobile phones, and passports.